Back here on Wildcat Insider, John Kurtz, Wyatt Thompson, Mitch Fortner, the crew with you. We will talk plenty of K-State men's basketball. We've got the audio from Bruce Weber, the back and forth about the media that you saw blown up on social media after the game on Saturday. We'll play that at 5:10. K-State seems to be playing their way out of the NCAA tournament right now, losing 8 of the last 10 after the 15-4 start. But not just K-State, TCU's in the same boat, Texas Tech, which, you know, at one point in time, I think people felt like they had a shot at the NCAA tournament. We've seen some separation in the Big 12 now, and I guess it depends on how you look at it, whether or not it's good or bad for the league. But if you wanted 80% of the league in the tournament, 8 out of 10 teams, that's not going to happen seemingly at this point. Now, all of a sudden, it may be 5 teams from the Big 12 get in. Yeah. I mean, that is a definite possibility.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, they were talking about 7, and right now we're looking at 5 with Kansas State and TCU. Well, and for that matter, Tech, but they've been out a little bit longer on the outside looking in. And you look at those couple of teams or so descending, what you see with it shrinking from 7 to 5 is those ascending on the other end, and that's obviously Iowa State and Oklahoma State, and both of those teams are really hot right now, and both of them have done a good job because they've, for the most part, they've been good at home, but they've also won on the road. That's the key.
Yeah, Oklahoma State, we know just how red hot they've been. Saw that in Manhattan, but Iowa State too, and they got another big one this weekend. I told you off the air, I mean, I'm impressed with not only Oklahoma State. I mean, obviously I didn't think they were necessarily capable of what they're doing, but Iowa State, I've always had my doubts about just because of their depth issues and some of the, I think, similarities that they have to K-State that, mm-hmm. that the Wildcats have struggled with. But give Steve Prohm credit, man. He's another guy that was under some fire. The fan base didn't seem to be terribly thrilled with him, but they put together a nice run.
Well, all of a sudden you look up and they're 19-9 and 11-5. And they, by the way, interesting game tomorrow night. They will play host to Oklahoma State tomorrow night, so those two hot teams square off. But one of the keys that I believe for them has really gone under the radar is the young freshman center. They were getting nothing there before, and he's really done a pretty good job for them. Even if it's no more, this is going to sound odd, no more than defense and rebounding, that's what they needed at that position. All those other guys can go score. They didn't need somebody to score there, and he's done a pretty good job.
You're talking Iowa State?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The first example of that was here in Manhattan.
Yes.
You know, I mean, to me, that was his coming out party, seemingly.
Well, and, you know, when you look at their other guys, I mean, it's obvious that they just do a really nice job of getting you spread out, but they needed some type of threat at the rim. And Solomon Young, going back to our game, just looking here, he had 18 and 12 and 33 yeah. minutes. He's not going to do that every night, but if he has, you know, 5 or 6 points and 6 or 7 or 8 rebounds, it makes them just that much better. And he's been solid.
I am surprised to still see them. I realize the 9 losses, but down as a 7 seed. I would think that they may start. They look more like a 4 or 5 seed type of team to me right now.
Well, I wonder how much of that is their non-con. I think their non-con was good, not great necessarily.
A lot of close losses. Close losses to Gonzaga, Cincinnati.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now those will help you though for the most part. But there were others too. But Oklahoma State, they're getting a lot of run from their non-con, probably a little bit more than Iowa State at this point, and that's probably the difference in the two right now, I think.
Yeah, I would agree with that. As far as the Big 12 and the number of bids, I think right now, the more and more I think about it, I realize 5 seems like a possibility now. I think because of the fact, I mean, K-State and TCU are going to play each other here, you still have the Big 12 tournament. I think the winner of that game still stands a pretty good shot of getting in.
Totally agree.
As evidenced by the fact that they're both in the same spot the next 4 out, according to Lenardi. Yeah. I think K-State would probably be the better bet if they were to win, just because the non-conference resume is maybe a little bit stronger, or just the conference resume overall with better wins in the league than what TCU has. Maybe there's a better shot there for K-State to be that team. But I think you take the winner of that, give them a 50-50 shot to make it, and then you have 5 locks, obviously, in the league.
Well, I think the winner of that game, especially if they would win Saturday, and the advantage there would be K-State will be at home on Saturday. And then if you get one in the tournament, you could probably make an argument. The issue that you're going to run into is there are so many other teams that have made a late rush here bubble type teams, whether, I mean, name the team, there's so many, but Syracuse would come to mind.
Yeah.
You know, and their strength of schedule has been good. They play in a good league, so they're going to be tight all the way through.
537-1350, 866-776-1350 to join us in hour two of Wildcat Insider. We're going to start with the comments Bruce Weber had directed towards the media. We've got the audio from that when we return here on Wildcat Insider.